Blog Talk Radio.
Coach Adams, what do you mean? I'm intrigued. This right here is a really good question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Is doubt killing your dream? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Ooh, I'm so excited because we are in our Shape Up series and we have a great subtopic for you, and I must tell you, I absolutely love Mondays. I love when we come together and we are kind of sitting around this airwave broadcast, you know, the virtual boardroom, and we are digging into topics that can assist each and every one of us on our journey to achieve greater success. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful, and that's the feedback that you, our global listening audience, gives us regularly. You know, we encourage you to listen to our on-demand library. Take advantage of this great resource that's available for you. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is being shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will, if time permits, open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we so welcome your questions and your comments, our global listening audience. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment that we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. This is a safe space for you to jump in at the appropriate time. And speaking of that, you know, I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your desktops, laptops, your iPads, whatever you need, your smartphone with your notes, to capture the richness and the jewels that are be shared today, we encourage you, get it so you can grab them. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take just a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Right on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a text, send a DM, send an email, old school, go old school if you can. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeons. Bottom line, we ask that you do what you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is we couldn't do it without YOU. So we say thank you for your support. We really appreciate you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, it's time to and win. And today's topic, don't doubt. Don't doubt. You know, is doubt killing your dream? Think about that. Is doubt killing your dream? You know, doubt is a feeling of true uncertainty or the lack of conviction. And doubt is very powerful. And if not properly managed, it can get the best of us. And without question, it has the power to kill your dream. You know, interestingly enough, I was having a coaching session. I was speaking with one of my clients, and we were talking about this very topic of doubt. And they were sharing with me that, you know, they were feeling powered around their vision, you know, ready to work their goals and work their vision and live out their dreams. And they were just feeling like, yes, like they could put on their, you know, superhero cape and launch out and just accomplish it, you know, I got this. And then they said that as they were sharing with others, words that were being spoken began to rise up in them because they were seeds planted, this doubt around their vision. Individuals asking them questions like, are you sure? Are you really sure? Are you sure that's what you want to do? And that was a little seed. You know, gosh, isn't it time for you to just enjoy the rest of your life? You've had a long career. Is that what you really want to do in this season? Again, a little seed. All of these little seeds, based on words that were spoken, started to be planted. And we were talking about each and every one of these seeds of doubt that if we are not careful, that little seed of doubt will blossom into a tree. Because what will happen is you will begin to nourish that little seed, and you'll start to question. You'll start to feel uncertain. You'll start to lack the conviction that you need for your dream to become a reality. And so the question that we open with today, is doubt killing your dream? You know, I remember early on my journey, I was in property management and real estate, oh my gosh, for a very long time. I was in real estate 12 years. I was in property management about the same, long career in that industry on different sides of it, right? And so in the industry, when my season came to a close and I was released in full-time entrepreneurship, I was now doing something that I had not yet done. I hadn't done it before. And so question, I was on this new journey, but I was excited about my new journey. I, you know, had been seeking for what I felt was the reason why I was created and placed on the planet. And so I was now doing it, right? I was excited. Oh, I was so like, okay, I'm going to conquer this. Remember I said putting on the cape and flying in, like, yes, I got this. And I remember the very first year of being an entrepreneur, I had different people saying, are you sure about that? Having people say, wow, that ministry thing that you're doing, that's cute, but don't you think you need to get a job? And so these little seeds, as I was feeling so like, woo, I'm ready, it started to talking about don't doubt and the effects of doubt. It started to rob me of power. It started to chip away at how I was feeling. So, you know, put the cape on and, woo, I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to do it. When the different words that were spoken, they began to create doubt in me. I started to question. I was feeling uncertain. I was lacking my conviction. I started to say, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I should get a job. They have some valid points. And I started to set in, and it robbed me of power. And this is what I was speaking with my coaching client about, this very subject, that if you are not careful, you allow the wrong people to speak in your life. Now, they are well-meaning. They want your best, but they are dealing with, and this is one of the things that my client and I spoke about. When people plant seeds of doubt, they're not consciously saying, I'm planting a seed of doubt. But they plant those seeds because they're speaking out of their own uncertainty, their own insecurity, their own lack of conviction. If you are looking to pursue entrepreneurship and you're listening to someone who's only had a 9-to-5, you're not seeking wise counsel. Why? Because all they know is a 9-to-5. And so, of course, they're going to tell you, don't leave your job. You better keep that job. You better get a job, because that's all that they know. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not telling you to quit your job, but what I am telling you is that if you have a vision on the inside of you, and the greatest thing that we can do that creates and really stimulates death to our dreams is when we are not in alignment with where we should be at any given season on our journey, in alignment with God, in alignment with the Creator, the one that gave you that very vision. This in alignment, I think about an athlete as an example, a basketball player. They say a basketball player, you can tell when they've gotten into the zone. So the goal on our journey is to always be in the zone. We don't want to be ahead or behind, but we want to be right in alignment. But those seeds of doubt would have us to question. The seeds of doubt would have you to say, oh, I'm going to stay on my job. And you know you have a vision burning on the inside of you. You know you got this quickening in your heart that your season there has come to a close. And you're holding on. You're hanging on. Oftentimes in circumstances and situations, and I've been guilty myself, many of us will stay in situations longer than was intended. We stay far beyond our season. In a relationship, on a job, in a situation, in a partnership, whatever it may be, we stay longer than intended season. And life is about seasons. And so if you are pursuing your vision, you're working your vision, you're desiring to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself and live out your dreams. As I have said on more than one occasion, because this is a universal principle that we cannot get away from. And as it so turns out, I have a chapter in a book called The Change, Insight into Self-Empowerment, on this very subject of the power of words. Words breathe life. Words breathe death based on the authority that you give to the speaker of those words, the weight to those words that are spoken. So when that little seed of doubt is planted and you think it's someone that really loves you and you're like, oh, well, they really love me. They want my very best. And you start to question, that doubt begins to kill your dream. And so you have to constantly ask yourself the question, am I in an environment where I'm getting wise counsel? Because if you are pursuing your vision and you're fighting to live your dreams, but you are in a circle of people who are only doing a 9-to-5, I'm not speaking ill or badly about someone who's doing a 9-to-5. I am all about do what you have to do until you don't have to do it anymore. And again, life is about seasons. And you can truly, as I was sharing with my client, I said you can work your vision right there on that assignment. Make a shift in how you're viewing it. Allow it to be training for where you're going. Get the lessons that you need to get. Maximize your time at your lunch hour, after hours, before hours, so that you're building. Begin to save. Use those resources to create that savings that gives you the nest egg, quote unquote, that you need to pursue your vision full time. So know that there's a season for everything. And so you have to know how to maximize the season. But if you listen to someone who, that's all they're interested in. I remember my dad, and I loved my poppy. He would say, get you a good government job, girl. Get you a good government job with great benefits and longevity with a great retirement. Well, he knew. He meant well, but he didn't have the heart of an entrepreneur. Because that's all that he knew, and that was his deposit. It wasn't bad advice, but you have to evaluate on the journey that you're on, where you're going, what you desire, Are you seeking wise counsel? When you're sitting down talking to someone about entrepreneurship, are you speaking with an entrepreneur? Someone that can relate, someone who's already on the journey? Or are you speaking with someone who is not an entrepreneur and all they know is the 9-to-5? And so, of course, they're coming from their base of experience. And without question, they're going to plant seeds of uncertainty and seeds of doubt because that's all that they know. Guard your ear gates. Who are you listening to? Who are you allowing to speak life into your vision, into your dream? Because remember, I said there's power in words. And every word that's spoken, it will either blossom life or blossom death. Whatever that seed is that's planted, it's going to blossom something. And we begin to nurture it. We start to water those seeds. And so one of the effects of doubt is that, as I stated earlier, it robs you of power. When you first get that vision, you think that you can put on the Superman or Superwoman, fly off into the sunset, and I can do it. But the seeds of doubt become your kryptonite. It starts to chip away at your power. And you start to question, and you're no longer certain. You start feeling uncertain. You start having the lack of conviction. You were real excited. You were like, woo, I got this great vision. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to start this film. I'm going to do this play. I'm going to start this business. I have this great invention, and you're on fire. You're excited. But then you allow the wrong people to speak into your life and doubt. That's in. And I want to challenge you, when you're speaking your vision, many would say, oh, you can't speak your vision. Yes, you can. You can speak it. You should speak it. This is the key, though. You have to know who you're speaking your vision to and where you are speaking your vision. Because if you're speaking your vision in the right circle, guess what? They'll be like, guy, girl, yes, you can do that. Absolutely. I'm so excited for you. Wow, I love it. And so what happens is they begin to encourage you. They begin to be wind flapping underneath your cape that gives you power instead of robs you of power. So don't doubt. The other cause and effect of doubt is that when we are feeling uncertain and we're lacking the conviction, okay, yeah, we begin to procrastinate. Yes, we start to put off what we can do today and we say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll take care of it next week. Yeah, I'll get to that. And the next thing you know, and I've been guilty on my journey as well, you start to have this stack of I'll get to that on your desk, in your home, on your counter, wherever, the stacks of I'll get to that. And largely in part because you're not feeling certain about your vision. You're not feeling certain about your goals. You've lost that power in your conviction. And so now you start to procrastinate because you've started to lose power. You know, I think of the Wizard of Oz, and I think of the character when the witch and they zapped her and she began to melt away. You know, if you know the Wizard of Oz, you know what I'm talking about. When the shoes were taken off of her and she began to melt away. Yeah. And many of you, you're melting away because of doubt. And you have to go back to the root of when you got that great idea. And this is what I told my client. I told my client, I said, wait a minute. you're coming with doubt today? I said, I remember you were so convicted. You said without question, you knew, you were certain that this was what you were supposed to do. I said, what happened? Sessions ago, you were so adamant. But that's how quickly doubt will creep in. And then it'll cause you to procrastinate. And my client was saying, well, you know, I haven't gotten as much done because I was, you know, kind of feeling like I'm not really sure now. I said, what changed? And again, it went back to the wrong words being spoken. And so I can't emphasize this enough, the importance of guarding your ear gates. What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Who's speaking into your vision? Who's speaking into your goals? Because if you are feeling uncertain, I remember when I went parasailing many years ago on Catalina Island. I went parasailing. Now, this is what's interesting about me going parasailing. This is what's so interesting. First of all, Coach Adams has almost drowned several times in life as a little girl. So I love water, but there's this bad file in me that I'm constantly overcoming around water because I had two near-death experiences. I almost drowned twice as a little girl, and so that's a bad file in me, but I love water. It's like, put me on water, get me near water, let me hear water. I'm always wanting to be around water. And when I went parasailing, and I'm an adventurer. For those that know Coach Adams, you know I am an adventurer. I'm like, woo, let's do it. Recently, I went on a helicopter ride, and I even had to, you know, not allow doubt to creep in around that because one of my spiritual nephews, I remember asking him a year ago, I said, do you know anyone that has a hookup with an helicopter in San Francisco? And he was like, oh, no, we after the whole Kobe thing, we don't do helicopters anymore. We don't do that, you know, and all of the doubt, you know, the seeds, like, no, too soon. We don't do that anymore. And so even when I went on my helicopter ride a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago now, I had to not allow the uncertainty of doubt to creep in. But going back to my parasailing, this was a beautiful day on Catalina Island. Oh, it was beautiful. And I made the decision, I'm doing it, yes. Got the cape on. Woo, I'm ready. And then I got over the water. And then they started to hoist me up. And as I was going up, the boat looked smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And the water looked broader and broader and more massive. And I, for a moment there, I got into the anxiety of uncertainty and that conviction that I had, yes, I'm doing it. The power began to dwindle and I started to shrink and shrivel. And I had to coach myself into shifting those thoughts and those emotions in that moment. And I did. But initially, it took a moment, but I was able to do it. And you have to be aware, self-aware, that when you get into those moments of uncertainty, that you have to speak life to your life. And in that moment, when I shifted that energy, I was then able to embrace a beautiful journey. I am telling you, it was so euphoric and peaceful and calm. Once I got out of the angst of it, I was able to regain my power. It's like pumping, you know, someone sent me this ball that had to be pumped up, right? And it's like pumping the air back in the ball. The wind beneath your wings, the sail, all of that. I now was like, woo, and I was lifted up. And so if you don't shift that energy, doubt will rob you of your power. It will cause you to procrastinate. You'll say, oh, no, I can't do that. No, not now, because of the uncertainty. And on this journey, we have to stay in a place of power, empowered. We have to not procrastinate. In order for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams, you cannot be in a place of procrastinating and saying, I'll put it off, I'll put it off, I'll put it off. Oh, I can't do it today. Not today, not today. I have someone that wrote a book, Monday Never Comes, dealing with weight loss. Because so often what will we say, and I'm guilty and have been guilty, oh, I'll start on when? Monday. And then you'd say, oh, well, I'll start on Tuesday. And Monday never comes. And so we procrastinate and we put things off over and over and over and over again because of feeling uncertain, because of that seed of doubt, and we've lost our conviction. And so on our journey, don't allow doubt to kill your dream. Don't allow doubt to kill your vision. Don't allow doubt to rob you from achieving your goals. When you're feeling uncertain, as I mentioned with parasailing, in that moment when I felt uncertain, I had to speak life to my life because I understand the power of words. And again, I have a powerful chapter in the Change book, Insight into Empowerment, Self-Empowerment. If you would like your autographed copy, simply text our team or call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you're texting, include your name and the change. And I'll know that you're interested in the Change book. The chapter that I have is The Power of Words. I am a part of a collaboration of 30 different coaches, again, giving insight into empowerment, self-empowerment. Very powerful piece. I remember someone read my chapter and said, wow, you masterfully wrote this chapter on the power of words. It's a breakthrough chapter in this particular project. So I say that because I understand the power of words. And I want to encourage you today that if you're feeling uncertain on your journey and you're allowing the seeds of doubt that have been planted along the way to take root, and now they're starting to blossom, you have to cut them at their root. And you have to step back and evaluate, who have I been listening to? What have I been listening to? Who have I been allowing to speak into my vision? Because those seeds of doubt are robbing you of power. They have created uncertainty, and you have lost your conviction for your vision. And so in order for you to regain that power, you have to reconnect with that moment in time when you got that brilliant idea, that dream, that vision, and you were on fire for it. You were so convicted by it. You have to reconnect with and recreate that moment, because that moment you weren't feeling uncertain. That moment you were really certain. You believed it. That moment, you had strong conviction around it that made you feel like, I can put on my cape and I can fly into the horizon and I'm going to conquer this. You have to tap back into that and shift the energy of doubt that has been planted in you and begin to water the certainty, the convictions, so that you can get your power back. The other aspect of this doubt, the effects of it, we said it'll rob you of your power. We said it'll cause you to procrastinate. The other thing that doubt will do, you know, doubt will stunt your growth on your journey. It'll stop you from growing because you get stuck and stagnant. I've dealt with this myself. I started to doubt, oh, am I really supposed to do that? Can I do it? Am I able to? I know I'm not alone. At some stage, we have to square in the eye and deal with it. Now, you can either stay there in that space or you can make a shift. If you stay in that space, like when I did the parasailing, if I stayed in that space of uncertainty and doubt, ooh, oh my gosh, it would have been a whole different journey. But I had to shift that energy. You have the power to shift the energy. And if you don't shift the energy, it'll stunt your growth. That's how powerful it is. It gets you stuck. You won't move. You won't step out. You won't take the risk that you need to take. You'll stay where you are. You'll begin to shrivel up like the wicked witch in Wizard of Oz. She began to shrivel and shrink. You begin to shrink. And so you're no longer growing. And so I want to challenge you today that you have to keep your vision before you. You have to keep the greater purpose of your vision, the why. This is one of the things I was telling my client. I said, you know, you've lost sight on that moment when you had great certainty and conviction around your vision. You've lost that because of the words that have been spoken. And so now you're stuck. It's like you're in the quicksand. And when we're in the quicksand, we got to wiggle our way so that we don't continue to sink. We got to get rid of dead weight, throwing it off to the side. The dead weight of those words that have been spoken that strip you of power, you have to release those words. You have to replace those words, those negative words of doubt, with words that will build you up, with words that will encourage you, with words that will breathe life, give you power, energy, versus stripping you of power. And for me, that's the word of God, for me. Now, you may say, but I don't believe in the Bible, Coach Adams, and I know I'm on a global platform, and you may not. Whatever that looks like for you, maybe it's a daily affirmation. Motivation. And we've established previously that motivation gets you going. It'll get you going. It stirs you up. It's a good thing. That's why we say our slogan, jumpstart your week empowered. It gets you going. It stirs you up. But it's your daily practices, the discipline that will keep you going. So the words are to get you going. They're good. They get you going. But you have to now make the decision to keep the momentum or your growth will be stunted. And when you allow yourself to get in those places of uncertainty and the lack of conviction around your vision, your goals, and your dreams, you will simply get comfortable in procrastinating. You stop with that initiative and that fire that you once had. Again, putting on the cape and feeling like, ooh, I can fly into and conquer this. You lose that. Something becomes your kryptonite. And I want to encourage you today to recognize what is it that has created the seeds of doubt on your journey? What has you in that place of questioning? What has you uncertain when you were once so certain? What has caused you to lose your conviction when at one stage you were convicted that I'm supposed to do this? And now all of a sudden you're losing that. You've lost the power of that. You really have to evaluate, what is it? Is it life has been beating you down? Life is going to happen. It's inevitable. There's highs, there's lows, there's ups, there's downs, there's peaks, there's valleys, and everywhere in between. Stuff happens. But you can't lose your conviction around your vision. You can't lose your conviction around your goals, around your dreams. Life was designed that we would not just simply exist. but rather we would live and live an abundant life. Abundance comes not only when we have freedom financially and all of that, but abundance is a state of mind. It's when you're able to live life free, doing what you've been created to be. You're living life with great significance, with greater purpose. All of that lends to the abundance and the vibrancy of life. You know, my heart aches every time I have to share the statistic that 98% of people are on jobs that they don't like. It's interesting because I'm an executive consultant and I support a corporation and I'm meeting with people regularly. So I met this individual and we were talking about the fact that they were just graduating school. They're a grad student. Oh, what is your major? And they told me. I said, wow, what made you get into that? Oh, it just, my family thought I should. And I could tell the coach in me was like, I said, are you passionate about what you do? And they said, no. They just spent all of this money, grad school, trying to find a job in an industry that they are not passionate about. Young man in his 20s. I said, oh, boy, the coach in me, she was fired up. My mentors often will say, you know, we joke about it, I will coach you wherever I am. And this young man wasn't expecting the coach to come out. And I'm sure if I was to sit down with his parents, they wouldn't like Coach Adams too much because I'm hearing this lackluster, you know, this, he was so lackluster about what he just spent years completing his degree in. And he said, I don't like it. He didn't know he was speaking to the coach. And I told him, I said, wow, I said, that's so unfortunate. I said, but you have to do what you are passionate. And he said, well, my parents wanted me to do this. And my heart was aching for him, aching as the coach. And so he didn't have the certainty on the journey that he was on. He didn't have the conviction. He was doubting the path. Many of us, we are doing what somebody said we should do. We're not doing what we are convicted about. We're not doing what we are passionate about. And when we're not, we fall into those statistics, as I get tongue-tied. We fall into the statistics of 98% of people that are going to jobs that they hate, doing things that they don't like, and all of this time with people that they can't stand in this stage in my life. And I am so grateful that I am living life on purpose, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. I am excited and charged on my journey. I really am. Yes, there are times when I have to do things that I don't quite want to do, but big picture, I'm like, woo, I am so grateful. Yes, there's been highs and lows, and it hasn't been a perfect journey, but at my core, so I can't even imagine going to a job every day that I hate. I can't imagine it at this stage in my life. I used to live it, so I know what it's like to be that square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and it's not the right fit. I get it. And so seeds of doubt. And I'm saying today, we're talking about the question that we're processing around is a simple question, but one that we really need to dig into and lean into. Is doubt killing your dream? Have you allowed the seed of doubt, the seeds of doubt, to kill your dream? To get you in that place of uncertainty, lacking conviction. How do you know? Well, some of the effects that we've talked about of doubt is that it robs you of power. You once felt like I can put on the cape and do, I can fly into the horizon and conquer it. But then you lost the power and you can't even get off the ground with the cape on. It's caused you to procrastinate, set in so that you're not sure anymore and you've lost your fire. No longer it's like, oh, I'll do it later. I'll get to it on another day. I'll take care of it at another time. It becomes no longer important to you, and so you're procrastinating. Your growth has been stunted, the effect of doubt. Your growth has been stunted. You're no longer growing because you're no longer allowing yourself to be stretched. You're no longer allowing yourself to take on new challenges because of the lack of conviction and uncertainty that you've gotten yourself into, because of those words and those seeds of doubt that you then begin to question and water. So get back to that initial moment when you felt invincible around that vision, those goals and those dreams. Tap back into, remember that moment. The other thing that doubt will do, doubt will cause you, and it will become a hindrance to your creativity. Mm-hmm. It will block the creativity, the flow of creativity. You no longer have the great ideas because you're in this place that has been blocked because of the uncertainty and the lack of conviction. And so as I look at the time, I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. You have made the decision to join us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, and we so appreciate you. We want to come to the lines, and I would love to hear from you. You've taken this time. You've invested this hour of empowerment. Are you getting anything from what is shared? Can you relate? Are you feeling like, wow, Coach Adams, you hit the nail on the head. I'm right there. I would love for you to chime in and share. What are your thoughts today? This is the time in which we open our program up, and we invite you, our global audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You're all welcome. Press 1, and this is a safe space, to add yourself to the host queue. What are you taking away? Has anything stood out for you? Maybe you have another nugget that you would like to share that you have found has caused you to be in a place of doubt at some stage on your journey. Maybe you're not there now, but you can share some wisdom. Or you have a question around what has been shared. Our lines are open, and you just simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And I do see that we have a caller, area code 310-8171. Welcome to Motivational Mondays. You are live with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Hello, Coach Adams.
Hello there. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I am perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
Excellent. What's your question?
Yes, both actually.
Okay.
Just real quick. First of all, the comment is I'm loving. Did I say loving? I'm going to say it again. Loving your show. Because this is right on point for me. Thank you. That as you were talking about the fear and that doubt that's stifling the dream, that vision. And that's what even, you know, it takes me to a place of being stressed and all of that. So I love the show because you hit the point for me, you see. And I recognize that that can carry over even into my family and my household, all because of fear and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to you is this. See, when I was a child, I could dream as big and do the different things I wanted to do in life when I was a child. But as I've gotten older, dreams began to stifle because as a child, everybody claps for you and cheers for your little scribbles. But then when I've gotten older, people don't necessarily do that. So my question is, how do I get that power back where I can now dream bigger and not allow fear? I know fear can come. I get that. But how can I not allow fear to hinder me now, even as an adult, and begin to get those dreams back into my life, that I can do them and not be at a place of stress? How do I defeat that fear? That's my question to my Coach Adams.
I love that question. I thank you so much for it. You know, let me share with you, because what I've grown to know to be true on my journey, like you said, when we get older, because of our past experiences, the discouragement of the past, the different disappointments of the past, all of that stuff hinders us in our ability to be able to take more risk and all of that. And one of the things that I make it a point to do personally, I have to comp into the little girl in me. Like you said, when I was younger, I would take risks. And so a way in which I do that personally is I'm always trying new things with intention. I shared that I took a helicopter ride. That was something new, to face my fears, to do, because now in doing that, it has charged me, right, to say, ooh, okay, nice, I like how this feels, something new, something different. And now it's giving me energy in other areas of my life, because I'm not allowing myself to be stunted. Now, everybody doesn't have to do a helicopter ride. Maybe it's trying a new food, but trying something new that allows you to stretch and help you to tap into the little kid in you. The little kid would try different things because that little kid was inquisitive. And as we get older, we lose that inquisitive nature because of life happening. And we no longer, so we have to continue to tap into this energy, the spirit of the little child in us that's willing to try new things and stay open and grow. And that will assist you in the ability in other areas in business and life in general to take risks, because we have to continue to take risks. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be a small thing. The other thing is, as I mentioned, we have to really stay mindful, especially with all of the experiences that we have. And I stated it earlier, who is speaking life into your vision, into your dream, into your life? Because those words are so powerful. I am so adamant about, I don't share with everybody. I don't listen to everybody. I'm very intentional and selective about who do I listen to, because I know at this stage it won't take much for the seeds of doubt to be planted. And when they're planted, I recognize them, and I don't water them. So there's intentional things that we can do. One, allow yourself to have the heart of a child, the little boy in you that was willing to take risks, that was inquisitive. Don't lose that. Number two, guard your ear gates. Who are you listening to? And allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. I hope that helps.
It definitely does. I thank you for that. And you're right, because I have watered the seeds of doubt. I've watered them and planted them in good ground, and that's what's been sprouting out, which made a bad ground for me. So thank you so very much. I'm going to stop watering those words of doubt. Thank you.
And you know what? I have to tell you.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, you're not alone. We've all been guilty of that. I've been guilty of that. But having that awareness, you can now, you recognize it, you can now shift.
Right.
And cut those words of doubt and replace them with seeds of hope, seeds of encouragement, seeds of power, words that are going to help you make that shift. I so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I value our global listening audience, and I love the engagement, the questions, the comments. Our lines are still open. For those of you that are listening in, if anyone else has a question or comment, don't hesitate to jump in. Today, this rich topic of don't doubt, and the question that we've been processing and leading into is doubt killing your dreams? We talked about that doubt creates the uncertainty, the lack of conviction. It shifts us away from power, so we end up losing power. It robs us of power. It causes us to procrastinate. It stunts our growth. It hinders our creativity. And, you know, for me, for those that are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is a believer, and so I am connected to the source of all creativity, and that is God. Now, you may have a different belief system, but one of the things that I have to say is when we allow doubt to creep in, doubt becomes a blockage. It now hinders our creativity flow. And we have to continue to allow ourselves to flow freely with creativity, having great mentors, having great coaches. Recently, I had a conversation with my mentor because I was feeling in a little place of, wait, I don't know where to go right now, and got some great wisdom. Now, remember, we said that in order for us to continue to grow, you have to be mindful of who are you allowing to speak into your vision. I would love to be on the journey with you as your personal and professional lifestyle coach. You know, I am committed with the tools and resources that I have in assisting individuals such as yourself on your journey personally and professionally to grow to the next level through the gift of empowerment, the powerful gift of empowerment that we have. We have a full circle of empowerment available for you. And if you would like more information, just simply text or call 310-2101. Text or call 310-289-2101. Because the reality is this, as I was sharing with my coaching client, I said, don't lose focus on your vision. If you want different results, you have to be willing to do things differently. If you want to achieve greater results, it's going to require another level, another version of who you are. And having the right people around you is definitely key. I know for me, and I'm very grateful for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, my leadership partner and my John Maxwell leadership team. I have great people around me, my spiritual parents. You know, I mean, just I'm saying you have to have the right people speaking life into your life, a great coach, mentors, and I would love to be one of those individuals because the people around you are key. And so now is the time for a winning partnership. You know it. It's been stirring in you, and it supports you in moving beyond those things that we talked about, the uncertainty. Why? Because coaching brings you back to the focus of your vision, the conviction that you had. It reminds you of that. It's a reminder. It keeps you focused on your trajectory of where you desire to grow. And so you are now gaining power. You're learning not to procrastinate. You're growing through the process, and your creativity is freely flowing through a one-on-one coaching partnership. So if you want more information, again, text or call our team, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. We're at the close of our show today, but I want you to know maybe you didn't ask a question today or a comment. Again, thank you to our caller who chimed in. We always love the richness of the engagement that happens. It so adds such a greater value to the programming, and we thank you for that. So if you didn't ask a question or comment, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. Maybe you can ask your question there, make a comment. You may have a show recommendation or idea, a guest that you feel would add great value. You can always join the group because all are welcome. Simply, again, Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. Simply ask to be a part of the group and all are welcome. We appreciate you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with yours truly, lifestyle personal and professional coach, Coach Adams. I am here on the journey with you. I coach and you win, and it's such a joy to be here. Take advantage of the full circle of empowerment that we have available for you. Every Monday, we're right here on the airwaves, presented by Inspired Media for you. It costs you nothing. but an hour of empowerment so that you can get empowered and gain insight into empowerment. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. We look forward to having you join us on next week, and I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.